The Braves looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Phillies. Mike Foltynewicz on the hill for Atlanta. We pick things up 1-0 Braves in the fifth. Two men on for Dansby Swanson facing Jared Eichhoff.
Back it come with a slider, and it's hit high in the air to left field and deep. Back goes Kendrick at the warning track, at the wall. She is gone. He got a thank you very much hanging slider and did not miss it.
And a comebacker. Fulte's got it. And a double play.
How did he catch that?
I think it caught him.
Oh, I mean, it was one thing just to get his face out of the way, let alone catch it.
And he's going to. Seeing eye ball right down the third baseline. Couple of runs score. Nick Markakis with three doubles.
A 2-2 coming. Is hit in the air to center field and deep. Herrera going back to the track at the wall. It is gone for Matt Adams. Two-run home run into the Braves bullpen in right center. Home run number 7 for Adams.
The Braves snap a two-game skid as they score a season-high 14 runs, taking it 14-1. Dansby Swanson, 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Nick Markakis, 3 hits of his own to go along with 5 RBIs. Mike Foltynewicz the win, going 7 scoreless innings, striking out 4. Dansby Swanson with a big 3-run homer and the Braves blowout win.
The day to day, I actually like got to read my mail and clean the house and hang out with my dog all day. You know, it was like I felt like a normal person a little bit today. So it was good to be able to finish the night off like that though, and see just the whole team, you know, kind of flowing in rhythm with each other. You know, Fulte pitching as well as he did, and then, you know, us offensively able to put together some big innings and consistent at bats.
It seems like his confidence continues to grow every time out there. Have you seen that as well?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's I think you just watch him develop and the maturity that he's pitching with, and you know, he's executing his pitches. I think that we all recognize how good his stuff is, and he's starting to consistently execute his pitches, which makes him a lot better.
Do you remember the last 3-hit game you had?
The last one I had? No.
It wasn't this year.
No, it was probably last year.
Still like, you've been working with strides
though? Oh. Say that again.
Feel like you make up some strides. The same thing he was saying.
Yeah. Just good adjustments and a lot of it. I mean, we've talked about before. It's just, you know, belief in yourself and being committed to what you want to do.
Were you looking slider there?
No.
Just were able to react. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're able to react a little bit more as the months go on to some of the?
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to understand my swing and naturally how it works and you know, how to take advantage of what I do best and. And so I think that's something that is helping me just grow as a person and player.
Where did a little juke move come from on the base hit on the third one?
I mean, y'all know I got the moves. No, but I mean, I just kind of saw it react and just wanted to be able to dive around him. And I didn't want to sidestep, and you know, it's just the instinct that, you know, came with.
Do you feel like I had many opportunities like to blow a team out like this, and it felt pretty good?
I think just the biggest deal was just seeing us as a team put together bats the way we did, and you know, one of the biggest stats in my opinion, you know, is when we score, when we go back out there, are we shutting them down from scoring? And you know, we did that a lot tonight, which I think is how you ultimately, you know, build leads and win games.
Matt Kemp and Freddie get so much attention on this team, but what Nick does for you guys?
True pro, man. He's it's a pleasure to be able to play with him and watch him, and I mean, just watch him hit. He hits the ball all fields and just takes what they give him and does it well and doesn't want any credit for it. He's awesome.
Does it feel contagious when you have so many hits, everybody just exploding out?
Yeah, I mean, hitting can be contagious for sure. I think the biggest thing people say that is just, you know, the positive energy that's able to come from it. And we see someone have a good at bat, and then you go up there and have a good at bat, and then someone else has a good at bat. I think it just consistently starts to flow, and you know, the confidence starts to grow.
Mike Foltynewicz gets the victory, and manager Brian Snitker spoke about his performance.
You know, he's making strides. I mean, it was as sharp as he was, you know, the other day, and he built on that one and had to work himself out of a couple of situations. But, you know, did a great job. I mean, I felt like when he cocked his arm, he knew, like, he was pretty good, you know, had a pretty good idea where the ball was going. And he's very confident and just really solid outing.
Did you catch that liner, or did it catch him?
Huh?
That liner. Did you catch it, or did it catch him?
I think he just gloves in a good spot. Nick probably does answer that better.
Nick doesn't get a lot of attention on this team with Freddie and Kemp and everybody else, but he keeps doing the thing.
Well,
things
you
that
know,
he does.
I said he's Mr. You know, steady. He's that boring pro that just comes to work every day and prepares and plays. I mean, he just he's a real pleasure to be around because of his professionalism and how he goes about it, and you know, he never takes anything off a pitch, an inning, a play, or any, you know, I mean, the guy's a true pro.
How about Dansby? How nice was it?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, he's been working. He and, you know, they've been working, and you know, so it's good to see, you know, him have that big night because it's been getting him a little better and a little better, and there's been signs, and like I say, he's putting a lot of time in and staying confident within himself, and hopefully this will start something big for him.
Can you kind of see that improvement on him against the breaking ball especially?
Yeah, maybe. No, the whole thing. I mean, not just that, but just the whole, you know, his whole game, I think, and approach. And like I say, their scene sites are working, and they're making adjustments, and it's good. And so it's good to see, you know, when they're consciously doing things to get rewarded for it. And some big hits tonight.
Rio Ruiz drives 3 walks.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, for a young player, that's mm-hmm. real. That's really good. So, you know, it's a good night overall.
You've said you wanted to see some consistency out of Folty, and now for him to
two
like this back to back.
That's good to see. You know, I'm you know, hopefully he'll just continue to build and on the last two and take away from you know, good things, and because I've liked a lot that I've seen. I mean, the mound presence, the confidence that you feel when you watch him pitch, and you know, there was a couple of situations tonight that you know, maybe something didn't go his way, but he just kind of, you know, took a deep breath and kept pitching, and that's a really good sign.
If his turn to bat doesn't come up, does he go back in that eighth? He only had 96 pitches.
No, because the way he was working in the seventh, and you know, as I kind of like him looking, and things started to get a little loose, I thought, with secondary stuff, and he had to, you know, there wasn't any need for that, you know, tonight. I mean, he did have pitches, but you know, he finished with like the same amount of pitches in Cincinnati. It was a totally different situation.
A nice outing for Mike Foltynewicz. He goes 7 scoreless frames and spoke after.
Yeah, you know, very confident. Fastball had some life early today, and you know, it's one of them games where, you know, I had a little bit of luck on my side with, you know, a lot of hard hit balls at people. Defense played great in the right positions at all the time, and you know, I kind of basically got through the whole game with my fastball. You know, sliders here and there. Didn't get too many swings. I went through one changeup, a couple curves, and you know, just fastball command was basically it.
Snit said there was a couple of chances where things could have gotten, you know, sideways, but you were able to control that. You got to feel good about the way you've been able to progress that.
Yeah, it's just slowing things down and making pitches. I know we talked about that, you know, for probably for the last month, and it's what I've been doing, just going out there, not making things go too fast, executing your pitches instead of worrying about, you know, the next pitch or, you know, who's on deck and all that kind of stuff, just one pitch at a time, and just making pitching, executing, getting guys out, getting double plays when I needed to, and just, you know, a lucky double play at the end there. But just slowing things down, this has been a big, big key for me.
What were you thinking when you snared that liner back today?
I saw for a split second, and just all of a sudden it was in my glove. About took my whole glove off there, and you know, I was just surprised myself that I stayed in the game, threw it to second base. You know, got huge two outs there for you know, get our guys back in hitting. So it was a freaking moment there.
How about the bats behind you, man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what they can do every game. It's crazy. I'm just putting the bats on the ball. It's awesome to have, you know, that that lead early like that, and going out there and keeping zeros on the board for us, and just getting them back in hitting, because these guys can, you know, do that almost every game, I think. So it's very cool to see that.
When you can do this with your fastball in 2 consecutive starts, what does that do for your confidence moving forward?
It's you know, I'm not going to get, you know, too high in my confidence. Just kind of stay right where I am right now, and just keep making pitches and keep working on my fastball command, which I think you know, it's been huge for me over the last month. Be able to throw pitches in certain counts, and just be able to move my fastball in and out, up and down, which I haven't been doing a lot, you know, over the past couple of years. Just learning how to pitch.
Up next, the series against the Phillies concludes on Thursday with R.A. Dickey on the hill.